This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Thousands of President Donald Trump's supporters marched through downtown Washington Saturday to back his unsubstantiated claims of election fraud as he pushes ahead with a long-shot legal challenge to overturn President-elect Joe Biden's victory. Flag-carrying Trump supporters were out in force to complain of alleged electoral fraud. Chanting Stop the Steal and We Are the Champions, they streamed from Freedom Plaza near the White House to the U.S. Supreme Court building. A week after his Democratic rival clinched the election, Trump's lawsuits have made little headway in the courts. Biden, meanwhile, has received congratulatory calls from world leaders and pushed ahead with working on forming his cabinet. President-elect Joe Biden is expected to make the historic step of appointing a woman to head the Pentagon for the first time. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
Good morning.
The president-elect and his wife, Jill Biden, took a bike ride through Delaware's Cape Henlopen State Park Saturday morning, along with their Secret Service detail. Reporters along the route managed to get one question in.
Are you any closer to making a cabinet decision?
Yes.
U.S. officials and political insiders say Secretary of Defense may be one position that's close, and it's likely to go to Michelle Flournoy. She is a Pentagon veteran, having served multiple roles beginning in the 1990s, most recently as the Undersecretary for Policy from 2009 to 2012. She's considered a political moderate, which would likely ensure wide bipartisan support in a position that requires Senate confirmation. Ben Thomas, Washington.
As Tropical Storm Iota barrels toward Central America, 8 people were killed or reported missing in a landslide in Guatemala on Saturday. Central America is still recovering from the devastation wrought by Hurricane Eta 2 weeks ago. For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Armenia's National Security Service said Saturday it prevented an assassination attempt on Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan and the seizure of power by a group of former officials. The NSS said its former head, Artur Vanyetsyan, the former head of the Republican Party parliamentary faction, and a former war volunteer are under arrest. The NSS said the men were planning to assassinate the prime minister and to replace him with a candidate of their choosing. Pashinyan has come under increased pressure, with thousands of demonstrators protesting since Tuesday and demanding he resign over a ceasefire that secured territorial advances for Azerbaijan in the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh region after 6 weeks of fighting. UN aid agencies report Ethiopia's northern Tigray province is in a worsening humanitarian crisis as fighting intensifies and thousands continue to flee neighboring countries. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says humanitarian aid to more than 2 million people in the region has been disrupted. It says security concerns are preventing food, health supplies, and other relief from being delivered. Aid agencies say general living and operating conditions inside Tigray are becoming more difficult. They report power outages and say food and fuel supplies are becoming increasingly scarce. In addition, communications have been cut off, creating an information blackout. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Billions of Indians celebrated the festival of Diwali on Saturday, but rising air pollution and the coronavirus pandemic kept many from taking to the streets. AP's Karen Chamas has more.
Diwali is the Hindu festival of light, which is typically celebrated by socializing, gifts, lighting candles, and fireworks. This year, however, the pandemic is putting a dampener on some of the celebrations. This is particularly the case in New Delhi, the capital, which has seen a renewed spike in coronavirus infections in recent weeks, recording more new cases than any other Indian state. One shopper who visited the markets in New Delhi said she rarely comes to crowded places.
So this is the first time I'm coming here. Like, just for the Diwali's preparation only. So, yeah, this year is really very bad.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Egyptian antiquities officials have announced the discovery of at least 100 ancient coffins, some of which had mummies inside. The discovery in Saqqara Necropolis is the latest in a series of archaeological finds in Egypt in the same area of Saqqara. For more, visit voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.